Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire! This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire! This one goes out to the one I've left behind. Another prop has occupied my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire!
.1057 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. There's REM, the one I love. It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. It is the 10th of July. I don't know if you ever see any of these, like, these lists that are on the internet. You know, the top five this, the top 10 that. I have the top five list of what are supposed to be the top five barbecue cities in America. I have to disagree with something on this list. I'll see if you agree with me or not. I'll give it to you in just a few minutes. And as I think about it, now I want barbecue. Here's Madness.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, in the middle of our street.
Something tells you that you've got to move.
In the middle of our. Father gets up late for work.
mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
CFW.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to. Inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waited on a line of
waited on a line
just to be the next to be with you.
Build up your confidence so you can be on top for once. Wake up, who cares about little boys that talk too much? I've seen it all. Go down. Your game of love was all ran down. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold.
I'm the one who wants to be with you.
Yeah.
Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waited on a line of
waited on a line. Yeah.
Just to be the next to.
We can be together, baby. You can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to
Mr. Big.
Ooh.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. If you're headed to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair on Saturday night to see Foreigner, pretty sure everybody will be singing along to this and playing air guitar as well.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold-out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene.
To Cornell, we're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
No place to hang out. Electric Avenue.
Seven CFW 80s, 90s, or more. Mike McKay along with you. Happy Thursday. Hope it's going to be a great day today. This is one of these lists. Every now and then I see these lists on the internet. Actually, they're on there all the time. But every once in a while I'll see one and I'll go, I don't know about that. I came across this. I thought this should be interesting. The top five barbecue cities in America. Okay. Number five, this is how they had it listed out. Number five, Austin, Texas. Okay. Number four, St. Louis. Missouri has great barbecue, by the way. I don't know if you've ever been to Missouri or not. The barbecue's awesome. Number three, Houston, Texas. Number two, Los Angeles, California. Excuse me? Does anybody, when they think of barbecue, do you think of Los Angeles? And number one on the list is Kansas City, Missouri. Now, that I would agree with. My first radio job, we lived down in Missouri. We were about an hour outside of Kansas City, and we would go to Kansas City every once in a while to get barbecue. And even in the town that we lived in, Warrensburg, Missouri, amazing, amazing barbecue. It was great. So I could see where that is. But Los Angeles, California, at number two. Also, as I'm looking at this list, Memphis, Tennessee is not on this top five of best barbecue cities in America. I've been to Memphis multiple times. The barbecue in Memphis, Tennessee, it's worth going to Memphis just to have the barbecue. It's so good. So I'm going to have to disagree with this list. I'm going to, right now, just going to scratch out Los Angeles, which has no place being on that list, and put Memphis in at number two. Yeah, that's better.
I say there is
80s and more. 105.7
CFW.
Seven CFW. There goes Sheryl Crow. If it makes you happy, Mike McKay along with you through the Civic Media app at 1057 CFW. Derek sent me a text. Mike, you're absolutely right about Kansas City barbecue. I was in Kansas City for about 6 months when I had to go there for a job, and the barbecue was incredible. Have never had anything so good before or since. Keep up the great work. Love the show. Thank you. I appreciate that. And right now, I mean, I'm thinking about Kansas City. I've had lots of Kansas City barbecue. My mouth is literally watering right now, thinking about having barbecue from Kansas City. If you've never had it, it would be worthy to make a road trip to go to Kansas City and then down to Memphis and then maybe swing back up, go through St. Louis. You'll thank me later. That's some serious barbecue right there.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift. Begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
is Leonard Skinner, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Well, if you're going to be flying again and you have the real ID, which you need to speed things up as you go through, if you're flying, you do not have to. Apparently, you don't have to take your shoes off anymore. They started that back in 2006 when there was that one shoe bomber or whatever it was, the dude that tried to blow up a plane by putting the bomb in his shoes. It was just crazy. And since then, 2006, that's when they implemented that, and that you couldn't wear shoes going through the TSA checks because they had to scan them and everything. And now you're good to go if you have the real ID, I was told. Right? Is that what I read? The real ID? Okay. So, which I have to get, by the way. I've got to get, my birthday is coming up in August and my driver's license is due then. So I thought, well, I'll get that real ID taken care of then. So, Lori's already got hers. And then next thing we got to do, we got to get some passports, I think, because we haven't gone to Canada for a while. We went to Canada when our kids were young, went there for a vacation up to Thunder Bay. I don't know if you've ever been there or not. That was beautiful, beautiful area. So might have to do that. But I think that's what it is. Now, as far as shoes or not having to take your shoes off at the airport, I still don't care. It's still going to be a while yet, I think, before I get on a plane, just to be honest with you.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Hungry for a feast? Fire up your taste buds at Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi. Sizzle your own meats, simmer savory broths, and dive into fresh sushi, crab legs, and oysters. All unlimited. Family-friendly, fun vibes, and flavors that pop. Visit Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi at their convenient location on the corner of Claremont and London Road today. Bring your appetite and your crew for Hot Pot, Korean barbecue, crab legs, oysters, and all-you-can-eat sushi. It's the flavor party that you've been waiting for.
Big deals.
105.7 CFW Big Deals is all your local favorites this summer. Chickadees, C&J Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at wcfw.fm and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, take advantage of big savings on our gift certificates all summer long. Go to wcfw.fm, click the Big Deals banner, and feast on delicious savings with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
Eat up, buddy. It's almost time for school.
You take charge of your home. You take charge of your work. Don't forget to take charge of your gut health, too, with Nature Made Probiotics. Nature Made has clinically studied probiotics that work with your digestive tract's natural bacteria, so you won't miss a beat in your daily routine. Find us in the vitamin aisle. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Experts are reminding Wisconsin residents to take precautions against ticks this summer. Lone Star ticks have been confirmed as far north as Douglas County this year. Unlike the deer ticks residents would usually see during the warmer months, the Lone Star tick could carry alpha-gal syndrome with it. People infected with AGS could develop an allergy to red meats in addition to symptoms of nausea, vomiting, and difficulty breathing. Experts say deer ticks have also been spreading out of their usual wooded areas into places like city parks or suburban lawns. Wisconsin businessman Bill Berrien has announced his intent to run for governor in the 2026 election. He's now the second candidate to officially enter the race and will face off against Washington County Executive Josh Showman in the Republican primary. Berrien is a former Navy SEAL and the owner of Pindell Global Precision, a manufacturing business in New Berlin. No Democrats have officially entered the race thus far, but Governor Tony Evers says he will announce his decision on running for a third term within the next couple of weeks. The Community Foundation of Dunn County is looking for Community Impact Grant Program applicants for projects that benefit the area. According to foundation officials, grant awards between $500 and $5,000 will be distributed to local nonprofits and community groups who propose projects that benefit everyone in the community. Those projects could include environmental protection efforts, education improvements, meeting humanitarian needs, or just promoting the art and culture of the area. The application can be found online. An Eau Claire teen is facing multiple felony charges after being accused of trying to acquire illegal devices that convert regular handguns into machine guns. According to court documents, the 17-year-old was charged with 4 felony counts of attempting to possess machine gun conversion devices, as well as 1 misdemeanor count of bail jumping. Law enforcement authorities say the case began when federal agents stopped a suspicious package in the mail and found the devices. They then tracked the packages to the teen's residence through his phone number. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms are possible with a low in the low to mid 80s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
CFW.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. If you don't like the world you're living in, take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady for a friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard. I'm not gonna let the elevator break us down. No, no, let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Let's look for the purple.
Oh, 5'7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. That is one entertainer that I never got a chance to see, that I would have really would have liked to have seen Prince. That would have been something pretty special, I think. I mean, actually live. I mean, I saw him, you know, at the halftime show, and and stuff. I've seen plenty of concert videos of them, but not actually in person. It is a whole different thing when you go see them. You ever watch a concert video, and then when you go to the actual concert, it's two totally different things, completely different. And watching it is not like being there. That's why when you're at a concert, do yourself a favor. Don't watch it through your phone. I mean, I know it's cool to videotape it and everything, but you know what? Enjoy it.
Walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey.
Yeah, we like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a red eye phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Devilish woman, can I be your man?
'90s and more. 105.7 CFW.
1057 CFW.